time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
July 29th is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel is from St. Luke's in the 11th chapter. And it's about the Our Father. The version of the Our Father in today's Gospel is shorter than the one in St. Matthew's Gospel. And is presumed to be older, since it is unlikely that St. Luke truncated the version he found in the tradition. In either case, however, the forgiveness phases are the center of the prayer, and one might say the center of the Christian faith. We do not earn God's forgiveness by forgiving others. Forgiveness is not to be earned. It's to be reflected. Our task is to manifest forgiveness to others. Because we know that God is implacable mercy and love, we reveal that love by our own forgiveness, imperfect as it may be. That indeed is our mission as Catholics, to bring more and more forgiveness into the world. The story today is somewhat based on the film The Flatliners. Once upon a time, a young man made a retreat. As a kid, he'd been a bully. But he gave that up quickly because priests had told him it was wrong to be a bully. On the retreat, however, he remembered that he had teased a skinny little girl about her buck teeth and her glasses. She cried every time he teased her, and then whenever she saw him, he really liked to see her cry. Then she and her family moved away, and he grew out of his teasing phase, about which he quickly and conveniently forgot. However, on a retreat, the nun talked about bullies. The repressed phase of his life came back and horrified him. He felt terrible. How could he have been such a jerk? Poor little kid. He might have ruined her life. He talked to the nun about it. Typical boy behavior, she observed. But I stopped doing it. I grew up. I haven't been a bully for a long time. Will God forgive me? Yeah, probably, said the nun, not impressed with his contrition at all. But I'm not sure about the little girl. He went home from the retreat really upset. He had done a terrible thing. He had to find the little girl and apologize. Of course, she was no longer a little girl. For a couple of weeks, he couldn't sleep. He felt so guilty. So he began to search for her. He discovered where she had moved to and then what she was. In fact, she was a lawyer, just like him, and worked for a firm just down the street from his. It took him another 2 weeks to work up the nerve to seek her out. Then by accident, he encountered her in court one morning. She had grown up to be gorgeous, totally gorgeous. He stumbled and bumbled and muttered and apologized. You were a bully, all right, she said, for a while, but you were kind of cute, too. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? That, my friends, is what God's like.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.